an idea of how I do it. You've seen all the videos, you've heard maybe the podcast, you have an idea. Just want to make sure that we know exactly the system. Now, again, a lot of people going back to the whole template thing in speaking, which we're probably going to have a great opportunity to get into today. Woo! And then obviously reading and listening are going to be the bigger ones that we're going to be getting into. So that's why I wanted to sum up a lot. It's not that I'm going fast. Is that like, okay, this is, here's your academic. Okay. Now with the, what is it? With the listening notes, let's see what we can do over here. Right. And so we're just working our way up. So let's see here. What am I doing? Okay. Let's do it again. All right. So let's check this out. Now, you already know what my thing is. Both the reading and the lecture are about, you already know, the author of the reading states that you already know. However, the lecturer refutes the claims made in the article. Now, why are these important? Is this a template? I don't like to call it a template anymore. This is what the software wants. That's what it wants. Okay. Now, don't allow it to take away your creativity. I was just saying in my podcast, one of the integrated essays that I just did with the student while I was at Starbucks. And again, like I told you, I got a 5.18. And I told her, I said, listen, if you don't want to say made in the article, say, however, the lecturer refutes the ideas claimed by the author. Oh, no, claimed by the author. Don't do that. No, never say by the author, because that means you're focusing on the object more than the subject. That's a passive. Mm-hmm. You're going to lose 0.5. That's going to be horrible. So that's one thing I have to avoid, but I really just narrow it down. So here we go. We got Machu Picchu. Okay. All right. Citadel. Andean Mountains of Peru. This ancient site has puzzled historians. Why? Okay. Proposed by its purpose. All right. Well, let's see what we got here. Breaking it down. Both the reading and the lecture are about Machu Picchu, which is which you want points, you do which. Okay.
Which is okay.
Which is a historical site in the mountains of Peru dating back to the 15th century. Now, I made that look sexy than a motherfucker. I don't expect you to make it as sexy as me. Now, the reason why I said I made it sexy is because right here, dating back to the 15th century. So I used dating as a gerund and created another clause along with the witch. That is a very complex structure. I do not advise you to, you know, write something like this if you don't know how to write it, but just want to give you an idea, right?
Okay.
Now, here we go. The author states that I could say archaeologists or I could say scientists. I'm just going to say archaeologists because that's a very unique word. The author states that archaeologists have come up with many theories to what its purpose was used for. I switched it up a little bit. It's a little bit weird. It's okay. Normally, you would just say the author states that I always forget the as. That's a very good sentence, by the way. Theory as to what? If you want to go real complex with misplaced modifiers, that's it right there. Now, I've come up with many theories as to what its purpose was used for. And then you slap that ugly ass thing in there. However, the lecturer refutes the theories made by the scientists. Ooh, I just mixed up a couple of words. See, that's called creativity. You got that, Camilla. All you got to do is slap shit in and make it look sexy. That's all you got to do. So I just wanted to give you that just so you can see. I know you already know it. Now, I wanted to show you the reading and the listening just for paragraph one. Thus, you are going to end up getting the rest for paragraph two. I mean, and paragraph two and three for homework.
Okay.
So here we go. Let me hurry up and do this. Ay, carajo, Ivana puta. Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. I start speaking the Spanish. I go crazy. Oh, my God. Okay, here we go. Let's see what we got up in here. Let's see what we got up in here. Okay, here we go. Got it. Okay. So, reading notes. Let me break it down. Watch me. Sum up the main ideas. You probably already know this, but I'm going to combine it and then go into the listening paragraph one, show you the listening, how I combine it all, and then boom, you got you some homework.
Okay.
I know we're going all over the place. I know that. Because today,
no, but
okay, well, she's got the listening. Okay, the reading. But man, nah, man. How about I could just try to fit in and summarize the entire writing and throw in a speaking if we have time. That's my goal. So I'm doing good right now. So I just hope I'm not going fast. If you have any questions, interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I said, well, I've been having very, very, very 100% sleep the last few days. So okay, so here we go. What am I talking about? Let's go. One possibility is that Machu Picchu was built as a permanent royal estate for the Inca Emperor Pachacuti. Tip number one, never write Spanish or French or Japanese or any words outside of the English language because the Indians have not programmed the AI software to recognize them. Thus, it's going to be marked as misspelled and you will be fucked. Okay? So if you end up writing Chapavou, Achavou, if you end up writing a French name, the Indians are going to mark it down as incorrect. Okay, so you need to be careful with that. Am I terrible, Camila? I know I'm terrible. Goddamn. All right. And so, you know what's so funny, Camila? I had I didn't tell my wife because she was going to be so angry. I woke up this morning and I had a follow on IG, and it was a guy named. What? It was a guy named Ahmed.
Ahmed.
And so remember in my podcast and YouTube, I always say Ahmed Punjabi. And so I started laughing. I blocked him. And I didn't want to tell my wife because I knew it was going to be someone trying to troll me. Hey, my name is Ahmed. Why are you talking Indian that way? You know, oh my God. I was laughing so much at 5 a.m. I felt so bad. I'm sorry. Okay, so here we go. Terrible me. I know, that's why I'm unique. All right, so here we go. No Spanish names, no nothing, okay? Permanent okay. State. So here we go. Built as royal estate for emperor. Notice that I left out Inca because I don't trust it. I just don't trust it, okay?
Okay.
I don't even trust saying Machu Picchu, to be honest with you. God damn. All right, so here we go.
This is one of my questions. If you say that don't write any another word without, you know, use English, right. Machu Picchu will be into this group of words?
You never know, right? Machu Picchu, okay. I think so. I don't know, because again, if this software is doing it, how similar is this software to the software that the motherfuckers actually use at ETS? Yes, I noticed I said motherfuckers because they are. And so I don't know, but I got to be careful. We got to be careful. Okay.
That's all we
do. Say Machu Picchu one time. Because if you do, you might only get two misspelled words. You see what I mean? Because misspelled
words. Even if I, you know, get the main meaning of that word.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right.
Okay.
And so if you say it at the beginning, again, like the saying a country Bedu, that's not going to hurt you. Saying words that the AI software might deem as misspelled. Let me give you a handwritten. Handwritten. You see that? That's actually a real word. Mm-hmm. Like that's a real word. The AI software marked it down as incorrect.
Okay.
See what I mean? That's crazy. Because guess what? Okay. If this person says handwritten or writes it down 7 to 10 times, man, they could lose upwards to 0.5
okay.
of higher percentage point. So stupid, right? So yeah. All right, here we go. Built as a royal estate, as the ruler of a major empire, Pachacuti would have needed a luxury. Okay, so here we go. Ruler of major empire need luxury instead. I don't know. I'm making shit up. Located at the top of a mountain with great breathtaking views and a surrounding landscape. Who gives a fuck? Would have been an ideal location for such a residence. Okay. Would have been ideal. That's all I'm going to write. Anyone coming to meet the emperor would have been impressed by his power and wealth. Peeps impress power, and wealth. And then mm-hmm. at the very end, this feature might have helped him to maintain his rule over the people of the region. Maintain rule. Now, remember, the integrated is going to remain on the screen. You already know that. Okay, mm-hmm. so you don't have to take a bunch of notes because it's going to remain on the screen. The reason why I want you to take notes is because if you don't take notes, you're just going to look over. And if you are not like me, where you could read a sentence and summarize it, you're going to end up plucking out a lot of these words. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's going to be called plagiarism. They'll fucking cancel your test. Or you'll just get a 2 out of 5 and they'll say, oh, fuck that. Okay, this is bullshit. You deliberate. You know what I mean? They're just going to go crazy on you. So be careful. All right, let's do it. Firstly, remember you were saying firstly, secondly, remember? Firstly, the author of the reading states that it could have been built for an emperor. Notice I didn't even say royal estate. Who cares? Watch this. Mm-hmm. Also, this royal estate, okay, would have been for a ruler of a major empire, which would need to show off and, yeah, to show off his luxury. There we go. You see, I'm mixing shit up mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just going to say, therefore, it would have been ideal for the emperor to show people his power and wealth. I mixed it up a little bit, not as sexy as I did yesterday, but that's the reading. Okay, that's how I put it together. Now remember, 2.5 lines to 3 lines, that's what we want to do. Okay, 2.5 lines to 3 lines, that's what we want to do. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, after that, let's go see. Now I'm going to take some of these listed in notes and make it look real sexy for you. But notice, I wrote down also here. And you're probably like, huh, you put also there. Okay, I see what you did. Oh, you wrote down firstly. For some reason, the AI tech loves it. And then you wrote down therefore. Now, is that going to be the same format every paragraph? Probably not. Might be different. You might say in other words. You might say as a result. You might not even put also in your first one. It just all depends what your notes look like and what you could hurry up and transform them in. See, okay. The way you were probably looking at my notes, you were thinking something a little bit different from I, but that's all good. As long as you still have that structure. Now put in the also, the therefore in that writing makes it real sexy. Okay, so let me just hurry up and make sure I'm sharing the sound. See, I wasn't sharing the sound. That's why I want to hurry up and go grab it. Okay, so now, boom, yeah, there you go. Okay, hold on, let me just hurry up. Okay, bam. All right, now I'm just going to take notes of the first paragraph and you're going to see how I do this. Tres, dos, uno. Hurry up, puñeta.
The author's ideas about the purpose of Machu Picchu are certainly interesting, but each of them has a few flaws. A problem with the idea of Machu Picchu as a royal residence is its remoteness. While the site is located in a beautiful area, it's far from the center of the Inca Empire and would have been very difficult to access. This would have made it impractical as a residence for the emperor, who would probably have needed to be close to the political and administrative centers of the empire. For this reason, the site may have been a temporary vacation home for the emperor rather than a full-time residence. Next.
I wrote down a lot. I know. You're like, you got 10 fingers. I said, yeah, it's way different. It's okay. I'm just trying to grab some of these bigger words and then I can formulate everything together. So remoteness, the big problem. Now check this out. However, the lecturer believes, ooh, that's different, that the remoteness of the estate would have been a big problem. Although, ooh, that's a first time, although it is located in a beautiful area, it is far from the center, making it difficult to access. Now, let's hurry up and top this off. As a result, it would have been, you see, would have, It would have been difficult. I'm sorry, not difficult, impractical. It would have been, nope. It would have been an impractical residence for an emperor because he would have needed to be close to the administrative center. Now, I'm just going to leave out.